Now, what a great privilege and joy it is to come this morning and speak to the young people, the boys and girls. And you know, whenever I was thinking about what possibly I could say to the boys and girls this morning, I thought to myself, I wonder what you think about whenever it comes to Easter time. I wonder, young people, what you really would think about whenever it comes to this time of the year. And I thought to myself, I'll go and have a look in the kitchen. And guess what I found? I have something with me here, and I'm going to bend down and pick it up in a wee minute. But I wonder if anybody here could figure out what I have up on the platform with me. Anybody take a guess? Any mums and dads? Who said that? That sounded like Cecil. Cecil got it right. I'm going to show you something. I brought an Easter egg. Now, funny enough, I quite fancy Easter eggs. I know you don't believe me, but yes, I fancy an Easter egg. But this came into our house just last week, and I thought, man, that is a beautiful egg. And I just thought to myself, that galaxy chocolate's supposed to be silky stuff, isn't it? And it's so the television would tell you. But you know, there was something about this egg that caught my eye, and that's what I want to ask you this morning. Now, I know you can't see it from the back, but if you were up beside David here, he could see it. And it says across the top of it, it says, "All about chocolate." And that caught my eye as it came into the kitchen. And I thought about that, "All about chocolate." And do you know this? That's what I believe children nowadays think about Easter. All they think about is chocolate. Isn't that right? Whenever it comes to Easter time, all they think about is the chocolate and the eggs. But I want to ask you a question this morning. And that question is, what is Easter all about? I wonder if you were to sit this morning, boys and girls, in your seat. I wonder what you think about whenever it comes to Easter. What is Easter all about? I wonder, boys and girls, is it all about getting off school and having a few days holidays? Or nowadays you get almost 2 weeks holidays. I wonder, is it about that? I wonder, young people, is Easter all about fussing around and having a good time, taking a couple of days off? Or I wonder, is it all about chocolate? I wonder. Well, I want this morning to take just a couple of minutes, and I want you to remember three things this morning. What is Easter all about? And you know, boys and girls, it's all about a great person, isn't it? Easter is not all about chocolate. It's not all about holidays. Easter is all about a great person. And do you know who that person is? That person is God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Easter is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, boys and girls, he left heaven's glory and came down to this earth, and there he lived a perfect life and went to the cross at Calvary, and there he suffered and he bled and he died for us. He suffered and he shed his precious blood. What a great person this was. And one of our hymns says to us, "We may not know, we cannot tell, what pains he had to bear. But we believe it was for us he hung and he suffered there." What is Easter all about? Easter is all about a great person. But number two, boys and girls, Easter is all about a great price. Do you know this, boys and girls? The Lord Jesus paid a tremendous price at the cross. He went to Calvary's cross and shed his precious blood. That was the price he paid. You know, God hates sin. And believe it or not, boys and girls, we cannot go to heaven if we have sin in our hearts. We cannot go to be with God if we have sin in our hearts. But you know, the Lord Jesus was the only one, the only sinless, perfect one that could pay God's price. Another verse of our hymn said, there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. He's a great person. Boys and girls, he paid a great price. There was a great plan, wasn't there? Sometimes I hear people saying, you know, it just happened. All of a sudden, God realized he had to have the Lord Jesus there and the Lord Jesus to die. Not a bit of it, boys and girls. You know what the Bible teaches? The Bible teaches us that way before the world was created, God knew all about sin. God knew that man would sin. And God knew that he would need a great person. And God knew that that great person would have to pay a great price. It was all part of God's plan. And you know what, boys and girls? The Lord Jesus fulfilled God's plan. He suffered and he died on the cross for us. He was that great person. He paid the great price. He was part of God's great plan. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that tells us in Luke chapter 24, verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. What a finish to God's plan. The finish was the fact that the Lord Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and the third day rose victorious, victorious over sin and death. Our hymn tells us why he did it. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. And this is it, boys and girls. That we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. What is Easter all about? That was our question this morning. Easter isn't about chocolate. Easter is about a great person who paid a great price to fulfill a great plan. May God bless us with his word this morning.